Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been talking about gaining a greater perspective of God's grace in our lives, of building more and more trust in His Word. And the how-to of gaining this type of perspective, especially if you're struggling to gain it, is to ask for it. This is what James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8 tells us. Listen to what it says. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. So we pray for wisdom, and there is an element of faith involved here. We have to come to God, believing that He is wise and knowing that He knows what He's doing and He will give us the perspective we need. But does this mean when we ask that we can't be fearful? Well, no. Here's what this looks like. When our kids were little, it took us forever to get them to jump off of a diving board into the water. We could get them to the end of the diving board, and then me or my wife would swim out in front of them. And it would seem like the length of a football field to them. And it would seem like the drop-off was about 50 feet. And we would say to them, go ahead and jump. I will catch you. Don't you trust me. Daddy will catch you. And the kid is up on the diving board, and he's looking down at a distance that is way insurmountable in his head. And they start wavering, and they think there is no way that I can catch them. Well, what are they doing? They're wavering. They're looking at the safety of the baby pool. They're wanting to go back there, trying to decide if they want to jump or run off the diving board. And in that moment, as their dad, I'm thinking, you want the ability to swim in the deep end, and you want the joy of me throwing you around in the water, but you're not willing to trust me to catch you and teach you what you need to know about swimming in the deep end. This is what James is talking about here. A double-minded man looks at the circumstances and thinks, maybe these circumstances are too big for God. But a heart that is trusting God comes to him and says, I know it to be true that you are sovereign, that you are greater than anything I can face. And even though I don't like the situation before me, and even though I may be fearful, I trust you to work in me what you will, and I'm coming underneath your wings. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so we see as we come to ask for wisdom, even though if it is in fear, that's going to be dispelled because we recognize who God is. When you pray today, pray for Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also pray for the Portuguese broadcast in the target area of Brazil.